The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to the Lord in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud, a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came, touched them, saying, "Rise, do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading and gospel today are about turning points in the life of Abraham, the life of Peter, James, and John. And the reason the church always gives us on the second Sunday those readings is to remind us that's what's the purpose of Lent, is an opportunity given to us by God to make adjustments in our lives, to ask ourselves, is my life in alignment with God's will for me? Or I'm just traveling on my own path. This year is a special turning point for our candidates who heard God's call to them to join the Catholic community, the Catholic family of faith, and they have come to us seeking preparation. So let's look at that first reading. It talks about Abraham. Abraham is the same as Abraham. God later on changes his name. And that's the first time we hear about or we read about this relationship between Abraham and God. Now, keep in mind, Abraham was 75 years old. He was a rich man. He lived in the northern part of what's today Iraq. And God comes to him and said, "I want you to get up and move to a promised land, a land that I will give you." God did not give him the map where he's going to lead him to. There was no Ten Commandments back there. There was no Torah, no liturgy, no temple. The only thing that was there is that personal relationship between Abraham and God. That Abraham was willing to do this. Now think about it. If you're 70 years old or older, even with the modern conveniences of the world today that you can call a moving company, you can get on a plane, you can do a lot of things in moving, in a place where you've been settled for a long time, that's not an easy thing to do. That's a challenging thing to do. That's a scary thing to do. And yet Abraham listened to God and did what God asked him to do. Trust. He trusted God, although, like I said, he didn't have the roadmap where God's going to lead him, how it's going to happen, how suddenly he's going to become a blessing for all people. Now let's look at the transfiguration. A lot of times we think the transfiguration is about Jesus. Really, it's not about Jesus. It's about Peter, James, and John, the disciples, representing all of us. Before the transfiguration, Jesus told his disciples for the first time that now he has to go to Jerusalem to suffer, die, and rise. Before that, Jesus was a star. He was a healer, going around, healing people, you know, forgiving people their sins, curing lepers, you know, exorcising demons. But suddenly, there's a turning point now. He's going to go to suffer and die in Jerusalem. And you know the story, Peter said, no, Lord, you shouldn't go to Jerusalem. And Jesus tells him, get behind me, Satan. Then he takes him to the top of the mountain, away from everything. And God has that encounter with Jesus so Peter, James, and John can see and trust in what Jesus is telling them. Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus to witness that what he's telling you is what I want you to do. Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets. You must go with him to Jerusalem. This is my beloved son. In him I am well pleased. God already told Jesus these words at his baptism. As he told you and all of us at our baptism, we are God's children. He's well pleased with us. But on the mountain, God adds another two words, three words. Listen to him. Don't listen to what you think is best for him. Listen to him. Because this is my beloved son. He's not another Moses. He's not another Elijah. He's not another healer. He is my beloved son. Listen to him. It's a command. A command God tells us today. God is telling you today as you continue in this journey. That's what this journey is all about for you. To grow in listening more and more to the voice of Jesus in your lives. And to say yes to it. Listening in the Bible means obey. Be obedient to the voice of God, to what we're asking you to do. Abraham was obedient. The disciples, Peter, James, and John, they were not there yet. How they respond? They respond with fear. Fear is the opposite of faith, not unbelief, but being afraid of what God is asking us to do. So we don't do it. Later on, they have their turning point when they get after on Pentecost Sunday, after the resurrection. But at this time, they're like many of us. Yes, we listen to Jesus, but then we think, well, let me think about it. Let me see if I agree with Jesus. The journey that God is calling each one of us is a journey from being good people to being godly people. Abraham was a good person as far as we know. But God wanted him to be a godly person. A person that reflects the glory of God like Jesus. The glory of God was reflected in Jesus on the top of the mountain. Peter, James, and John, they left everything behind. Their fishing business, their families. And been following Jesus. They were good people. But God wanted them to be godly people. As we hear about him after Pentecost Sunday. That's the journey that God is inviting each one of us. We settle for being good people. God has greater plans for us. He wants us to become godly people. And we become godly people when we listen to the voice of Jesus. God will do the work of transformation, but we have to make the time to listen to God. We have to make the time that we can get away from all the voices and noises of this world, like Jesus went on the mountain. He went many times by himself to pray. He was in the desert like Sunday. Because there's many voices in our heads, and we need to silence all of them so we can hear the voice of Jesus. And then say yes to it. Not to be afraid. Not to react, well, let me think about it. Because it all goes back to who Jesus is. If we believe that Jesus truly is the Son of God, as we heard the voice of God saying on the Mount of Tabor, then how can we say, well, no, I think I know better for myself what I should do. It goes back to who Jesus is for us. How do we answer that question? Do we trust in God? Or these are empty words that we say? That's how Lent becomes the turning point for us, when we take the time to go deeper and ask ourselves these questions. Who is Jesus to me? Just like he asked the apostles before he took him on the mountain, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that Jesus is? And if you say he's the Son of God, why wouldn't you listen to him? Yes, we are afraid. Yes, we have our fears. And that's why we come Sunday after Sunday to be fed at the table of the Word with the Eucharist, with Jesus himself, just like he touched his disciples and told them to rise. When you come to receive the Eucharist, Jesus is touching you and say, rise up. Don't be afraid. Listen to me. You started this journey. You've been listening to the voice of Jesus throughout your journey. But this is not the end. The temptation is that after you're finished with this process, after you're not part of this community that you've been for a year or more than a year, you'll begin to forget. You begin to be too busy and don't have the time to listen to the voice of Christ. 10 minutes a day of silence, say, Lord, here I am, speak to me. Read the Word of God and reflect on it. What's Jesus trying to tell me based on what's going on in my life today? God has greater plans for each one of us. Not just to be good people, but to become godly people.